When I was young, there were many young people who said, I love Jesus, but I hate God.
在我年轻的时候，很多年轻的人呢，当时就这么说，我爱耶稣，但是我恨神。
The reason is, God is mad at me, and wants me to burn in hell.
理由就是神对我很愤怒，他希望他要我在地狱当中焚烧。
But Jesus loves me, and he dies as my substitute.
但是耶稣爱我，他为我死了。
In 1931, Gustav Lohmann, important book, Christus Victor, was translated into English.
在1931年的时候 ,Gustav Allen, 写了一本很有名的书，很重要的一本书，叫《基督得胜》。他这本书被翻译成英语。
This book pointed out that for the first 1,000 years of church history, the Christian doctrine of salvation was based on Christ's victory over Satan and the power of God that raised him from the dead.
这本书指出，在基督教会最初一千年的历史当中，救恩的这个基督教的信条是基于神的能力将基督从死里复活，基督对撒旦的得胜而言的。
Salvation as resurrection and victory is still the dominant theme of the Eastern churches.
救恩既是复活和得胜，仍然是东正教的主要信息。
For them, Easter is a time of joy and laughter.
对他们来说，复活节是一个喜乐和欢笑的时间。
It is a time when people tell jokes to each other.
也是一个时间，当这个时候呢，大家可以欢笑并且开玩笑，对彼此开玩笑。
And as we know, each Sunday is a little Easter.
每一个星期日都是一个小小的复活节。
In the Christus Victor point of view, salvation is something God does.
在基督得胜的这本书的看法就是，救恩是神本身所成就的。
It is not something that is done to appease God.
而不是神成就了，是要平息神的愤怒。
Paul reminds us that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespass against them.
保罗在哥林多后书五章十九节当中这样说，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上。
In other words, God was actively participating with Christ in our reconciliation.
换句话来说，神主动地参与基督所成就的与我们和好的工作。
Paul also says in his farewell speech to the Ephesian elders, keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit have made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which God obtained with the blood of his own.
保罗在与以弗所教会长老们告别的时候，在使徒行传二十章二十八节这么说，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
This is what a Greek literally says.
这就是希腊文的原意。
Most translations, however, add the word son so that it reads the blood of his own son.
但是很多数的大多数的翻译呢都加了一个儿子，所以读起来就是他用儿子的血所买来的。
But this is not what the Greek says.
但这不是希腊文的原意。
Literally, the Greek means that God himself shed his own blood on the cross.
从字面上来看，神亲自在十字架上流了宝血。
But that idea doesn't fit most translators' theology.
但是这也许与大多数翻译者的神学思想不吻合。
But both Paul and the writer of Acts knew Greek very well, And they would not have made such a mistake.
但是保罗和使徒行传的作者都精通希腊文，他们不会创造这样一个犯这样一个错误。
The Christmas picture view uses the image of a cosmic battle between good and evil, between the forces of God and the forces of Satan.
基督得胜的论点就是用宇宙宏观的斗争场面来展现了善与恶、神与撒旦两方力量的战争。
In that battle, Jesus was killed. This was an apparent defeat for God and a victory for Satan.
在这场战争当中，耶稣被杀，似乎是一个明显的神的失败和撒旦的胜利得胜。
However, the power of God raised Jesus from the dead, turning the seeming defeat of Jesus' death into a great victory for God.
可是神的能力将耶稣从死里复活，将耶稣死亡这个看上去的失败变成神的得胜。
This great victory frees the whole universe from the control of Satan and sin.
这个巨伟大的胜利将整个宇宙从撒旦及罪的控制下释放出来。
From around 200 BC,Religious Jews believed that the whole world was under the control of Satan.
在大约公元前200年的时候，前进的犹太人们都相信整个世界都在撒旦的控制之下。
They believed that human souls were automatically forfeited to Satan after death.
他们相信人死后灵魂就会被撒旦夺去。
This state of affairs was due to the Adam and Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden.
这件事实的存在是因为在伊甸园当中亚当和夏娃的犯罪。
Their sin opened the door for Satan to enter into the universe and become the functional and not the real ruler of the universe.
他们的罪为撒旦进入宇宙打开了大门，而撒旦也成为了整个宇宙尽管不是实质上的，却是实际上的统治者。
They believed that one day God and His angels will defeat Satan and his demonic forces, and that God will resurrect all His people and bring the present evil age to an end.
他们相信，在那一天，神和他的天使们将击败撒旦和他的权势。并且神会使他所有的子民复活，将这个罪恶的世界结束。
The Pharisees, Jesus, and the early Christians all shared this theology.
法利赛人、耶稣和早期基督徒都持有这个神学理论。
Jesus believed that Satan was the ruler of this world.
耶稣相信说，撒旦就是这个世界的统治者。
In the Bible, Satan is presented as possessing all the kingdoms of the world to the point that he can give authority to rule these two kingdoms to anyone he pleases.
在圣经当中，撒旦被展现为拥有所有世上的王国，他甚至可以随心所欲地将权柄给人来统治地上的王国。
In fact, these various kingdoms of the world can be described as a single kingdom under Satan's rule.
实际上，这世上各样的王国可以被描述成为一个单一的王国，那就是撒旦统治下的王国。
John goes so far as to say that the entire world is under the power of the evil one.
约翰，使徒约翰在约翰一书当中说，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Paul claims that Satan is the god of this world, the ruler of the powers of the air, and therefore this present world system is fundamentally evil.
保罗称撒旦是世界的神，空中掌权者，因此也是罪恶的世代。
In Jesus' first sermon on Lazarus, he read from Isaiah chapter 61, 1 to 2, and chapter 58, verse 6.
在耶稣在拿撒勒第一次讲道的时候，宣读了以赛亚书61章1到1节和58章6节。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被浅的、被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压者的得自由。
When Jesus had finished, he said to the audience, Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.
当耶稣读完这段话以后，他对观众们说，听众们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。Here
Jesus represented and made present a movement in history, namely, the reign. Which is sometimes translated the kingdom of God.
在这里，耶稣代表并展现了一个历史上伟大的运动，那就是神的国的统治。Everything
Jesus was about was centered on defeating the evil empire and taking back the universe for the rightful ownership of God.
耶稣所做的所有一切都在于击败这个邪恶的王国。 并将这个宇宙夺回，归还给真正的主人，就是神。Each
one of Jesus' healings and deliverances diminishes Satan's hold on the world and liberated people to whatever degree from his power.
耶稣每一次的医治和释放都在夺去撒旦对世界的控制，并且将人民从他不同的程度下的控制当中解放出来。
Peter summarizes Jesus' ministry to Cornelius when he said that Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
当使徒彼得对哥尼流介绍耶稣的时候，他说：“耶稣周游四方，行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。”
Gustav Wingren captures this central motif well.
Gustav Wingren, 这个作者将这个中心思想总结得非常透彻。
He writes, When Jesus heals the sick and drives out evil spirits, Satan's dominion is departing and God's kingdom is coming.
这个作者这么说，当耶稣医治病人，并且逐出恶鬼，撒旦的控制在离去，神的国在降临。
All Christ's activity is therefore a conflict with the devil.
因此基督所有的一切活动，他的事工都是跟魔鬼直接发生冲突。God's
Son took flesh and became man so that he might overthrow the power of the devil and bring his work to nothing.
神的儿子道成肉身，成为人的形状。 因为他能够毁坏魔鬼的势力，将他的工作变为无有。Intensifying
this view of the time, Jesus and the New Testament authors saw demonic influences not only in demonized and diseased people, but directly or indirectly in everything that was not consistent with God's reign.
如果我们将这样的看法更加激烈化一点的话， 我们就可以看到，耶稣和新约书信的作者们都看魔鬼的势力不仅仅是在影响鬼附生病的人们，并且直接或间接地影响着所有与神统治不一致的地方。For
example, swearing oaths, temptation, lying, legalism, false teachings, anger, spiritual blindness, and persecution were all seen as being satanically inspired.
例如我们身上所有一切的罪, 例如, 发假诅咒，是诱探，是诱惑，撒谎，还有律法主义，假的教导，还有一直不持续不放的愤怒，还有属灵的盲点和迫害，都被看作是来源于撒旦。
Jesus and his followers all believed that the devil has significant control over the whole world.
我们也许对此也许不再惊讶，因为耶稣和他的门徒都相信魔鬼控制着整个世界。
The kingdom of the roaring lion was an ever-present reality to Jesus and his earliest disciples.
对耶稣和他最早的门徒来说，彼得一书当中五章八节当中所描述的那个吼叫的狮子控制的王国是一个不容低估的事实。
For this reason, Paul taught that whatever earthly struggles the disciples found themselves involved in, they must understand that their real struggle was against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly places.
因此保罗这样的教导说，不管他们在地上碰到什么样的问题，他们必须明白他们真正征战的对象是执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及与天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
According to the New Testament, the central thing Jesus did was to drive out the ruler of this world.
根据新约圣经，耶稣所做的事的主题就是将这世界的王赶出去。
Jesus came to destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, in order to free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death.
耶稣来就是要败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Jesus lived, died, and rose again to establish a new reign that will ultimately put all his enemies under his feet.
耶稣降生、受死及复活是为了建立一个新的统治，那就是最终把一切仇敌放在他的脚下。
Even though the strong man was fully armed, one who was even stronger than he had finally arrived, who could attack and overpower him.
就像路加福音十一章二十一节到二十二节所描述的，那个壮士披挂整齐，但是有一个比他更壮的来胜过他。
While the cosmic thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy, Jesus came into the world to defeat this thief so that all may have life and may have it in abundance.
当这个宇宙的盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁灭。耶稣来到世上是为了击败盗贼，以致所有的人都有机会得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus disarmed the rulers and the authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them.
耶稣将一切执政的、掌权的掳去，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
In a word, Jesus came to end the cosmic war that had been raging since the beginning of time, and to set all of Satan's captives free.
总而言之，耶稣来结束这场宇宙之战，这场宇宙之战从起初就开始，以至于释放被撒旦所掳去的人。
Peter preached in Acts chapter 2 verses 32 to 36.
彼得在使徒行传二章三十二节到三十六节这样写。
He said, "This Jesus, God raised up, and of that we are all of us are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you can both see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heaven, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified.
彼得这样说, 这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。 他既被神的右手高举, 又从父受了所应许的圣灵, 就把你们所看见, 所听见的浇灌下来。 大卫并没有升到天上, 但自己说, 主对我主说, 你坐在我的右边, 等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。 故此以色列全家当确实地知道, 你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣, 神已经立他为主, 为基督了。
The central thing Jesus did, according to Peter in his sermon, was to fulfill Psalm 110, verse 1.
根据彼得说的这场讲道, 耶稣最主要的是,最做的最主要的事就是来使得诗篇110篇第一节实现。
Jesus had been raised to the position of divine power, which is God's right hand, over his defeated and humiliated enemies, who are now his footstool.
耶稣被升到属天能力的位置,即神的右手, 来俯瞰他的残兵败将。
In the Jewish context, to say that a reign of God has come was to affirm that a reign of Satan had been defeated.
照犹太人的说法, 神国的来到也就意味着撒旦统治已被击败。
This theme of Christ's victory over his cosmic enemies pervades the whole New Testament.
基督得胜仇敌的主题贯穿着整个新约圣经。
Indeed, Psalm 110 verse 1 is the most frequently cited passage in the New Testament, and in always in a variety of ways is used to express the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord, because he has defeated God's enemies.
确实如此,诗篇110篇第一篇是新约圣经提到最多次的经文, 而且也是在不同方式当中用来显示一个真理, 那就是基督是主, 因为他已经战胜了仇敌。
The significance of this is difficult to overstate.
这其中的重大意义很难来夸大。
In the words of Oscar Coleman,
Oscar Coleman这么说,
nothing shows more clearly how the concept of the present lordship of Christ and also of his consequent victory over the angel powers stands at the very center of early Christian thought than this frequent citation of Psalm 110 verse 11, not only in isolated books, but all in the entire New Testament.
没有什么比诗篇110篇第一章第一节更明显地显示了基督现存的主题及他战胜一切的能力。这是诗篇110篇一节所含有的主题思想。这主题思想不仅仅在不同的几本书里出现，一直贯穿在整个新约圣经中。
Through his incarnation, life, teaching, death and resurrection, Jesus manifested the power of God over Satan, demons, and the entire spectrum of rebellious principles and powers.
经过他的道成肉身,他的生活,教导,死亡和复活,耶稣显示了神战胜撒旦的能力及一切反叛的能力。
The one who had created the thrones, dominions, rulers and powers became a human being. He died and was resurrected in order for God to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of Jesus Christ.
这位创造了有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的神，道成肉身，死了、复活了，是为了借着他在十字架上所流的血成就和平，借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好。这就是基督所成就的。
So this is what Christ accomplished.
这就是基督所成就的。
But what did Paul mean by thrones, dominions, rulers, and powers?
保罗所说的有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的是什么意思呢？
Today in the West, we believe that human beings are the basic given reality in this universe.
在西方世界，我们相信人类是宇宙间，宇宙是最基本的，是为人类所创造的。
We believe that God sent Jesus into this world to deal with our sins and our guilt.
我们相信神借着耶稣进入这世界是为了对付我们的罪和负罪感。
However, Paul does not share this worldview.
但是保罗对这看法持有不同意见。
Paul uses the word sin 59 times in his 13 letters. And 45 times, this word sin appears in the book of Romans.
保罗在13本书信当中用了59次罪这个字，在45次这个字都出现在罗马书当中。
In Romans, the word sin is most of the time in the singular.
在罗马书当中，罪这个字大多数出现都是单数。
For Paul, sin represents the spirit of Satan, which is in all human beings.
罪这个字代表了撒旦的本质，也在人的心中。
When we become Christians, God sends the Holy Spirit into our lives.And our lives become a daily struggle between sin and the Holy Spirit.
神，当我们成为基督徒的时候，神差圣灵进驻到我们的生命当中，我们的生命现在每天就在罪和圣灵当中征战。
So Paul does not see sin as a matter of individual behavior, as we usually do.
保罗并不像我们通常看罪一样是一个个人的行为。
Paul sees sin, the law, death, and the flesh as powers Satan uses to keep human beings in bondage.
保罗看罪、律法、死亡和肉体为撒旦控制人类奴役的能力。
That is why we can never hope to break the power of sin.And to fulfill the law by our own efforts.
正因为此，我们永远不可能盼望用自己的能力来挣脱罪，并成就律法。
Like other Pharisees, Paul believed that what was needed was nothing less than God breaking into human history to destroy the power of Satan and to rescue us from all Satan's cosmic powers.That keep us in bondage.
像其他法利赛人一样，保罗相信说，人类所需要的就是神进入人类历史来摧毁撒旦的能力，将我们从撒旦奴役之中解救出来。
Although the Pharisees believed that after God's final defeat of Satan, all God's people would be resurrected, Paul believed that Jesus' resurrection.Was the first truth and the promise of God's final victory over Satan.
尽管法利赛人相信在神最终摧毁撒旦之后，所有神的子民会复活，保罗相信耶稣的复活是初熟的果子，是神最终战胜撒旦的应允。
Bible scholars like to use the World War II analogy of D-Day and VE Day.
圣经学者们喜欢用第二次世界大战中的 D-Day 和 VE-Day 来比喻这场征战。
D-Day was a day when the Allied forces would invade Europe to fight against the German forces.
在第二次世界大战当中，敌人就是所有的盟军登欧洲大陆来打败德军。
Both sides knew that whoever won the war on D-Day will find and win the total war.
两阵都知道，不管是谁在 D-Day 打赢的话，都最终会打赢这场战争。
Jesus' resurrection was D-Day, and showed that eventually God will completely destroy Satan.
耶稣的复活这个事实就是 D-Day 的事实，它显示了最终神会毁灭撒旦。
John writes that Satan had been defeated and thrown down to earth.
约翰写道，撒旦已被击败，扔到地上。
But now Satan reigns on earth.
但他现在仍在统治世界。
He writes, "Behold to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short."
在启示录十二章十二节，他这样说：地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时间不多了。就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
This is precisely what Paul and all the early Christians believed happened when Christ was resurrected.
这准确地反映了保罗和早期基督徒在基督复活时所持有的信念。
And this is the essence of the Christus Victor view of salvation.
这也是基督得胜的这本书对救恩的基本信条。
Since the main thing Christ accomplished was to defeat Satan, we are not surprised that salvation in the New Testament is often frequently presented as freedom from Satan's oppression.
因为基督得胜，成就最主要的就是战胜撒旦。那么所新约圣经中救恩经常被提为撒旦把从撒旦的压迫下得自由是不足为奇的。
The message that Paul received when he first met Christ was that he was being sent to the Gentiles to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.And so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who have been sanctified by faith.
当保罗第一次遇见复活的基督时，所领受的信息就是，他要被差到外邦人中去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信神得蒙赦罪和一切成物。成圣的人同得基业。
And through Paul, God was going to free the Gentiles from the God of this world who had blinded the minds of unbelievers and thereby set them free from the power of Satan and bring them into the power of God.
通过保罗，神将使用他把外邦人从世界的王手中释放出来。释放自由，这世界的王弄瞎了不信之人的心眼，神并且要将他们从撒旦的能力下释放出来，带他们进入神的能力之中。
And because of this, and notice very carefully and closely this logical order, they would be in a position to receive the forgiveness of sins as well, as a place among the community.That has been made holy by God.
正因为此，请大家注意这个非常具有逻辑性的次序。他们能够罪得赦免，并且能与一切神使之成圣的人同成为一个家里的人。
Salvation clearly involves the forgiveness of sins.
救恩很明显地包含着罪得赦免。
But this forgiveness is itself rested.On the person getting freed from Satan's grip, and therefore freed from the controlling power of sin.
但赦罪本身，罪得赦免本身是以一个人从撒旦铁掌下得到释放为根本的。正因为此，一个人才能够从罪的控制当中得到自由。
In the Christus Victor view of the cosmic significance of Christ's work is much more fundamental than the soteriological significance.
在基督得胜论当中，基督所成就的宇宙的普遍意义比他的救赎意义更为深广。
Of course, the saving significance of the cross is most important to us, and we should not minimize it.
当然，十字架的救赎意义对我们是最重要的，是我们绝不应该将之淡化。
But we can only understand and appreciate this significance if we understand it in the context of the cosmic significance of Christ's victory.
但是我们只能够在了解了基督得胜的普遍意义当中，才能够准确地了解它的重要意义，并且为之献上感恩。
In Colossians, Paul first discusses the cosmic significance.Of Christ's work, how Christ has brought in an end to the war with evil and with all the evil principalities and powers.
在哥罗西书中，保罗首次研讨了基督工作的宇宙普遍意义。他研讨了基督怎样结束了与邪恶势力的战争。
And only then he concludes, "And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind."Doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before God.
在保罗研讨了基督工作的宇宙普遍意义之后，他才结论说，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好。成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
We are reconciled to God because the cosmos has been reconciled.
我们被引到神的面前，因为宇宙已经跟他和好。
Because Satan and all the rebel powers have been defeated, we can now be presented holy and blameless.Before God.
因为宇宙与他和好，正因为撒旦和反叛势力被击败了，我们能够被无可责备的指责的引到神的面前。
The New Testament conception of salvation is centered on our participation in Christ's cosmic victory over Satan and the powers.
新约圣经对救恩的概念是以我们能以参与基督战胜撒旦权势为中心的。
It is not first and foremost mean the salvation from God's wrath or salvation from hell, as many Western Christians mistakenly assume.
新约圣经并没有首次并且最重要的提到救恩是因为要平息神的愤怒，或者把救恩和地狱连在一起的，就像许多西方基督徒错误地认为。
James Callis writes,
James Callis, 这么说，
Since the cosmos itself is in bondage, depressed under evil forces, the essential content of the word salvation is that the world itself will be rescued or set free.
因为宇宙本身在邪恶势力奴役之中，救恩这个字的中心含义即是这个世界被救赎出来。
Salvation is a cosmic event affecting the whole of creation.
救恩是影响整个被造物的宇宙性的世界。
Salvation is not simply the overcoming of my rebellion and the forgiveness of my guilt, but salvation is the liberation.Of which the whole world process, of which I am only a small part.
救恩不单克服了我的叛逆，使我罪疚得赦免，这是其中的一部分。救恩是全世界的释放。
Christ has in principle freed the whole cosmos from its demonic oppression, and thus free all inhabitants of this cosmos who will simply submit to this new loving reign.
基督从魔鬼的权势欺压下解放了整个宇宙和住在其中的所有的人们，现在这些人能够单单在这个新的爱的统治下生活。
The whole cosmos had been groaning in labor pains because it was subject to the bondage of the decay, which has now been and is yet being set free.
整个宇宙曾劳苦叹息，一同因为它受到败坏的辖制，现在已经并正在被释放。
In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 8 to 12, Paul said that God has graciously commissioned him to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. And this was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and in confidence.
在以弗所书三章八到十二节当中，保罗说他蒙了神的恩典，他的职分就是 叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人能明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得以知神百般的智慧。这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意，我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧，
This secret wisdom of God consists of at least four things.
这个神测不透的隐藏的智慧至少有四样，我们可以学习。
First, throughout Jesus' ministry, the demons seem to know who Jesus is, but they have no idea why he had come into their domain.
首先在耶稣整个的事工当中，魔鬼撒旦似乎知道耶稣是谁，但不知道为什么他来到他们的区域范围内。Second,
the rich variety of God's wisdom that led to Jesus' death was that for some reason kept secret and hidden until after Jesus' death.
第二, 神那测不透的智慧计划了耶稣的死，因某种理由隐藏到直到耶稣死以后才显明出来。Third,
Paul tells us that if the rulers of this age had understood the secret wisdom of God, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
第三，保罗告诉我们说， 如果有权有位的人知道这个神智慧的秘密，他们就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
And fourth, it was by means of Jesus' death that Satan was defeated, and humanity, along with the whole of creation, was reconciled to God.
第四，正是因为耶稣基督的死，撒旦才能被击败，人类才能够与一切被造物归向神，与神和好。
Whatever Satan in his twisted mind thought that he was accomplishing by killing Jesus backfired.
当神的能力将耶稣从死里复活的时候，撒旦他认为已经杀死耶稣的想法已经事与愿违。This
is when the power of God raised Jesus from the dead. A good example of the Christus Victor theme is in the children's novel, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
基督得胜这个主题可以在一本儿童神话小说中得到很好的解释。
This children's fantasy is an allegory of betrayal, death, resurrection, and redemption.
这本书就是，它的名字叫《狮子、女巫和衣柜》。这本神话故事是一个寓言故事，阐明了反叛、死亡、复活和救赎。
The story takes place in London in 1940.
这个故事发生在1940年的伦敦。
Four children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, leave the dangerous bombing of London for the safe countryside home of Professor Kirk and his housekeeper.
有这本书当中的四个孩子，彼得、Susan、Edmund 和 Lucy， 他离开被德军轰炸的危险的伦敦，来到安全的乡村，Kirk 教授及管家所住的地方。
The children decide to play hide and seek, and Lucy, the youngest, decide to hide in the wardrobe.
这些孩子们呢，就决定开始玩捉迷藏，然后最小的 Lucy 呢，就决定藏在大衣柜里。
The wardrobe is a doorway to a magical kingdom.
这个大衣柜呢，实际上是一个进入魔幻王国的门口。
Lucy meets a faun who tells her that a kingdom is called Narnia, and that it is ruled by a wicked white witch.
Lucy 在那里呢碰到了一个小鹿，这个鹿告诉她说，这个王国叫做 Narnia， 它被一个白色的邪恶的白色的女巫所控制。
In Narnia, it is always winter because of the white witch's spells.
因为白色女巫的魔咒， Narnia 一年四季都是冬天。
When Lucy returns to the real world, the other children do not believe her.
但是当 Lucy 回到她原来住的地方的时候，其他的孩子不相信她。
When Lucy decides to return to Narnia, Edmund follows her.
当 Lucy 下一次再决定回到 Narnia 的时候，她的哥哥 Edmund 就跟着她。
He fails to keep up with Lucy, and he meets the white witch,who gives him sweet food, which Edmund loves.
Edmund 没有跟上 Lucy， 他却碰见了他却碰见了那个白色女巫。这个白色女巫给他给 Edmund 所喜欢吃的糖。
The witch tells Edmund to bring the others with him the next time.
这个白色女巫就告诉 Edmund 回去，把他所有的弟兄姐妹们下次带来。
When Lucy and Edmund return to the real world, Edmund betrays Lucy by denying that Narnia exists.
当 Lucy 和 Edmund 回到他们原来住的地方的时候， Edmund 却背叛了 Lucy， 否认了 Narnia 的存在。
Then all four children hide in the wardrobe to hide from the housekeeper because they had broken a window.
然后这四个孩子呢，因为他们打破了一扇窗户，他们都躲在大衣柜里面，准备躲那个女管家。
All of them enter Narnia, but could not find the faun.
他们呢都进入了 Narnia， 但是却找不到 Lucy 第一次碰到的这个小鹿。
Instead, they meet some talking beavers who told them that the witch had captured the faun.
相反，他们遇见了几个会说话的海里，他们告诉他们说，小鹿被女巫抓走了。
Peter and Susan apologizes to Lucy for their earlier disbelief.
彼得和 Susan 呢，就对 Lucy 道歉说，向她抱歉说，他们刚开始不相信她所说的话。
The beavers also tell of the true king of Narnia, a great lion called Aslan.He had been away for many years, but he is now on the move again to back control of Narnia from the witch.
这些海里们呢就告诉孩子们，拿尼亚真正的国王是一个名叫 Aslan 的狮子，他已经有一段时间不在这儿了，但现在又要行动起来，将拿尼亚从女巫手中夺回来。
Even though Edmund knows that the witch is evil, he sneaks off and visits the witch alone for more sweets.
在这个时候呢，尽管 Edmund 知道这个女巫是邪恶的，他还是偷偷的溜走了，想去找女巫要更多的糖吃。
When he arrives at her castle, she is angry that he did not bring his siblings with him.
当他到了他的城堡的时候呢，女巫却非常不高兴，因为他没有把他的兄弟姐妹们带来。
Edmund is chained in a dungeon and meets the fawn who was in an adjacent cell and who was soon turned into stone.
Edmund 就被锁进了地牢里、遇见了进、就是 Lucy 所碰见的那个小鹿，不久小鹿就被变成了石头。
When Peter, Lucy and Susan realized Edmund had betrayed them, they went with the beavers to the stone table.
当彼得、Lucy、Susan 意识到 Edmund 背叛他们以后，他们就跟着海里来到了那一个叫名叫巨石桌的旁边。
On the way, they meet Father Christmas.
在路上的时候，他们遇见了圣诞老人。
He gives Lucy a bottle of reviving liquid and a dagger. Susan, a bow and a quiver of arrows and a horn, and Peter, a sword and a shield.
在路上，他们遇见了圣诞老人。圣诞老人给 Lucy 一瓶回天药水，还有一把匕首；给 Susan 一个弓箭，还有箭袋，还有一个号角。他给了 Peter 一把剑和盾牌。
Father Christmas tells Susan and Lucy that they are not to use their weapons in battle, but only in great need.
圣诞老人告诉 Susan 和 Lucy， 他们不要在战争当中用他们的武器，只有在最需要的时候才能使用。
Arriving at Aslan's army encampment, they encounter Aslan, who is revealed as a huge and noble lion.
到达了 Aslan 的军队阵营的时候，他们遇见了 Aslan。Aslan 是一个巨大的一头巨大而高贵的狮子。
Aslan promises to help Edmund, and he sends his army to rescue Edmund.
Aslan 保证这些孩子们他要帮助找回 Edmund， 他也把他的军队送出去去解救 Edmund。
The next morning, Peter, Susan, and Lucy find out that Edmund had been rescued and brought back to the camp.
第二天早上，彼得、Susie 和 Lucy 他们发现 Edmund 已经被解救回来，带回来了。
Aslan has a long talk with Edmund.
Aslan 跟 Edmund 谈了好长时间的话。
Edmund repents and apologizes to the others.
Edmund 在这个时候忏悔，并且对其他的人道歉。
Aslan tells the other children to forgive and to forget Edmund's previous actions, and so they all reconcile.
Aslan 也告诉其他的孩子来饶恕，并且忘记 Edmund 所做的以前不好的事，然后他们大家都全部和好。
Then a messenger from the witch approaches and requests that Aslan meet the witch.
然后这个时候女巫差了一个使者要求与 Aslan 见面。
Aslan agrees and Peter joins Aslan's army.
Aslan 在这个时候同意了，彼得加入了 Aslan 的军队。
The witch meets Aslan beside the stone table and reminds him of the deep magic which the emperor had carved on the stone table since the dawn of time.
女巫在巨石桌旁与 Aslan 见面，提醒他在时间开始之时，皇帝在巨石桌上刻下的深深的魔术的印号。
The witch says, "You at least know the magic which the emperor put into Narnia at the very beginning."
他说，你至少应该知道皇帝在拿尼尔开始的时候所写的、所记下的这个魔术的魔术。
You know that every traitor belongs to me as my lawful prey, and for every treachery I have the right to kill. His blood is my property.
你应该知道每一个背叛者都属于我，成为我合法的犯人。对于每一个背叛的事情，我有权利杀死背叛的人，他的血是我的财产。
Aslan admits that the witch's words are correct.
Aslan 承认说，女巫所说的话是正确的。
Then he speaks with the witch privately, and he offers his own life for Edmund's.
他跟女巫私下谈话，愿意用他自己的生命来换取 Edmund 的生命。
The witch is elated and quickly accepts such a greater prize.
这个女巫欣喜若狂，飞快地接受了这个更大的礼物。
Aslan gloomily tells everyone that the witch has renounced her claim on Edmund's life.
Aslan 非常忧愁地告诉每一个人，女巫点名要 Edmund 的生命。
This scene between Aslan and the witch creates an overwhelming sense of dread.
Aslan 与女巫的场景引起了极大的痛苦。
We realize that there are forces that even Aslan cannot fight, such as the Emperor's deep magic.
我们意识到对于有些能力，即使是 Aslan 也不能够逾越，例如皇帝的深层的魔幻。
The witch humiliates and shames Aslan and sacrifices him on the ancient stone table.
女巫羞辱并且折磨 Aslan， 将他献祭在巨石坛上。
After Aslan's death, Susan and Lucy come out from their hiding spot and spend the rest of the night crying over his body until they cannot cry any longer.
在 Aslan 死后， Susan 和 Lucy 从他们隐藏的地方跑出来，整个晚上都在他的尸身旁边哭泣，直到他们哭不出声音为止。
In the morning, they heard from behind them a loud noise, a great cracking, deafening noise as if a giant had broken a giant plate. The stone table was broken into two pieces by a great crack that ran down from end to end.
早上的时候，他们突然听见他们身后有一声巨响，一个裂开震耳欲聋的声音，似乎是一个巨人打破了一个巨大的盘子，巨石桌裂成两半。
Aslan had returned from the dead.
Aslan 从死里复活了。
Aslan explained to them what had happened.
Aslan 解释给他们听所发生的事。
He said that even though the witch knew the deep magic, there's a magic deeper still which she did not know.
他告诉他们说，尽管女巫知道深层魔幻这件事，但那更深的魔幻是他不知道的。
Her knowledge goes back only to the dawn of time.
她的知识只仅仅能够回到时间开始的时候。
But if she could have looked a little further back into the stillness and the darkness before time began, she would have read there a different incantation.
但如果他能够再往后看一点，看到时间开始之前那静静的黑暗当中的话，他也许会得到另外一个深层的魔幻。
She would have known that when a willing victim who had committed no treachery was killed in a traitor's stead, the table would crack and death itself would start working backward.
他也许会知道，当一个从来没有犯过背叛罪的人，如果心甘情愿地代替背叛者杀在巨石桌上的话，桌子就会裂开，死亡就会倒退。
So today, Let us all give thanks to God for sending Jesus Christ to save the whole cosmos along with humanity.
因此今天让我们为着神差遣基督来拯救整个宇宙及人类而献上感谢。
And let us give thanks that all of us can be united into the body of Christ and share Christ's victory over Satan.
让我们为我们今天能够与基督的身体连接，并分享基督战胜撒旦的胜利，而向神献上感谢。
And finally, let us give thanks that we no longer have to fear the power of Satan or death.
最后，让我们用为着因着我们不用再害怕撒旦的能力或死亡而献上感谢。
Amen.